Hey, B.
Hey, Carol, how's it going?
All right, B. I'm so sorry, man. I did not know that was going on with you, B. I'm totally so sorry.
That's okay. That is nobody's fault, other than Brian's.
That's fucked up, man. I didn't know that you was getting harassed the whole weekend. I just that shit, and I only met Brian one time. I don't know him, and I didn't
Yeah.
know he was doing it like that. I just feel bad. That's why I'm reaching out to you. I really feel real bad, cause.
Carol, I'm not holding anybody accountable to one man's actions other than the man himself. So please know that I am okay.
Okay.
And the best thing was just for me to remove myself from the deal. And once I spoke with Forrest as to why I was doing that, he decided it would be best if, as a
Yeah.
company, we're no longer in the deal.
Yeah, he told me. I called him. He called me and told me that he laid out the deal, and he told me, he said he's waiting on Curtis Gordon to get in contact with him to see if he can actually back out of it, or not, but either or, if he backs out of it, he said he was willing to help me get it closed.
Yes.
He said he doesn't really want to, but he just said he was willing to do that. He just don't want to have anything else to do with Brian. And I did not know with Brian and Jay had split ways too. I didn't know that either.
Well, they had to do an addendum to for lender purposes. But Brian had reached out to Jay about me this weekend, and Jay called me last night or spoke to me last night, in which I told him that his partner was being very inappropriate and I would no longer be working the case. And I don't know if you've spoken to Jay or not, but it was my understanding
No.
that Jay was no longer going to be doing business with the deal either.
Nope, I have not spoken with Jay. As far as I was thinking, B, that everything was full steam ahead. I was had no clue of any of this,
It happened
and
really fast. Yeah.
I see. And then, so what do you mean? So when you text me this morning, who wants to come and look at the and have a lender come by and look at the property?
Brian's lender does.
So he wants to look at it before he can get a loan or something. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, to confirm the loan, I sent them the pictures we have. That was the last time I spoke to Brian. He kind of, I'll tell you, I had 91 messages from Brian this weekend.
Oh my God.
I only responded to a couple just saying that this was inappropriate and that we would not be speaking in this matter. But he caught me yesterday because he said his lender needed access to the property. They needed photos, so I did send him the pictures of the Enslow property. He said he would let me know if those worked. He continued the inappropriate behavior, and I told him that I would be speaking with Forrest on how we proceed from here. And then I was just threatened. He threatened me, and that's when
He
I
threatened
blocked
you.
him. Yeah.
What?
So, I mean, not like physically, just threatening my career. And that's when I blocked him.
Oh my God, man! We didn't got us. I didn't got it fucked up with a lunatic, man. Oh my goodness.
Well,
Oh.
91 texts in a weekend is, and I'll tell
Yeah.
you, they weren't like one or two words. They were paragraphs. They
What the
it was
fuck?
very overwhelming.
That man's old enough to be your dad,
True.
I don't know if you've seen him or not, but
Yeah, I have. Don't get me wrong, he was very nice, and he was very nice at first, and I was very open to working with him and just as friendly as I am with anybody, but there's some
He just
people.
took it the wrong way.
Yes. Yes, and I know why. Honestly, I know why. He had told me some stuff that I knew was an issue. But But I made it very clear that I was very that I was only interested in doing work together.
Yeah, I mean, just professional. It's nothing personal. Shit. Yeah, we just don't call me on the fucking weekends. Fuck wrong.
Right. Well, I mean, in this job, every now and then I get calls on the weekends. Don't get me wrong, but it's like,
yeah,
I don't need anybody blowing me up personally on the weekends from work.
Yeah, Forrest was not happy, man. He wasn't mad with me, but he was just talking to me about the whole ordeal. I was just in shock, man. I was like, man, I did not know. And I kept apologizing, and he was like, man, you don't have to apologize. And I was like, well, man, I didn't know he was doing, you know, be like that. You know, that's, you know, it's fucked up, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even, he doesn't, I know, I just met him that one time when he agreed to do the property, I mean, get the property in. Him and Jay, and I only reached out to Jay just because, you know, Jay was interested in working with me. Brian, you know, he just was Brian, and we kind of part ways from him because he talks so goddamn much. And, you know,
yeah.
I did not know he was doing you like that. I just got an unsettling feel in my body when Forrest was telling me, B, and I know it's not my fault, but I just felt like I just needed to reach out to you and tell you I'm truly sorry that went on with you, you know. Anyway, moving forward, Forrest told me that he wants to get out of the deal, and he said he will help me finish it, you know, which I went this far with it. I would like to get it done, you know, and I understand y'all's position. And I'm not mad, but he said he'll reach out. He said you and Zach wasn't going to be involved in it. And he said if he has to do it, he'll finish it. And if he don't have to do the deal, he still will help me finish the deal. I don't even know where to go from here, B. Like, I don't know what to say to the realtor. I don't even know. They expecting to be closed tomorrow. I don't even know. I'm just was in the blind on all of this shit.
Right. Well, once I hear back from Curtis and them, then I'll proceed there with paperwork. But I just kind of got to see what they say,
mm-hmm.
so that we can get out of this. And you know, if there's no way out of it, it'll just be Forrest helping you guys from here on.
Right, because you ain't gonna have nothing. I got you, and I don't blame you. I don't blame
God,
you on that.
God help Brian if Forrest has to talk to him. That's all I'm going to say.
I know that's right, because he was pissed, man. He was mad as shit, you know, and I thank God that I don't know Brian personally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, you know, he's not my friend. I don't know him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, well, and I just want the deal to go through, and I'm not going to deal with him either. Personally, because he's not a good business person, and I just wanted to go through. I just wanted to know, B, what should I just wait for you guys to tell the realtor something, or should I tell the realtor what's going on, or what? I don't know.
Let me get this paperwork back, and let me just hear what Curtis has to say, and then we'll know how to proceed with it. Hopefully, it's still closing. I mean,
Forrest said there's no way it's going to close tomorrow, you know.
Oh, tomorrow the night? Yeah.
Yeah. He said there's no way it's going to be closing tomorrow. You know, I don't know what that meant. Like, it's because of, is a new deal on the table or something? I don't know what's going on. I don't even know how to ask, you know, find out any answers because I don't know what's going on, basically, you know. But other than that, Jay is no longer with Brian, and Brian is doing the deal on his own, and that's all I know, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, if you need to let him know that it's likely not to close tomorrow, then you know you got to let him know. But personally, I don't
He's
like to make
ask
a phone
me
call
why.
Until I have all the answers.
Right. I'm not going to call him. I'm not going to say anything, you know. Only thing I reached out to the realtor was when you initially texted me this morning about I'm assuming Brian.
Yeah.
And then
I
didn't say lenders. I just said the guys that's buying a property wants to view the property today, and his response was, he's going to get on it. He said, but I'm hoping that's for closing purposes. You know.
Yeah, which it is technically, but is the son still in there or is he out?
I don't know. I didn't ask, man. It seemed like to me he should be fucking gone by now. I didn't ask that because we were just relating on the text, so it wasn't no phone conversation. So I didn't say he didn't say anything, and you know, I'm glad I didn't call him back because you know he would be wanting to know what's going on and stuff. But yeah, I'm assuming that he's still there, and you know, and we have to get into, you know, the way we didn't get, I guess. You know, I don't know. It's just stupid, man, this whole thing.
It's a lot of headache.
Forrest told me moving on, man, and, you know, he gave me some pointers and stuff about the MLS and things, and, you know, I can't say it was the realtor's fault on this one anyway, like I told Forrest. It's more like it was the buyers, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of fucked that up a little bit, you know. So from the beginning, it was fucking stupid. You know, they took forever to bring the EMD in, and now this shit, you know, like, man, why did you even agree to that you want, you know? And, you know. But I just wait on you and see what happens with Curtis Gordon and see what he says. And I guess that would be my best move, too, to know what to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, Carol, I'll let you know when I know.
All right, B. I appreciate your helping again. I'm sorry that, you know, I'm glad you ain't got to deal with it no more.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your support. And.
Oh, no problem, B. Yeah. No problem.
All right, Carol.
No
we'll
problem.
Talk soon.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.